This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen said the European Union and United States have agreed to prolong a truce holding off punitive tariffs in their 17-year trade dispute over aircraft builders Airbus and Boeing. Von der Leyen said in short remarks, quote, "This really opens a new chapter in our relationship because we move from litigation to cooperation on aircraft," end quote. At the summit with EU institution leaders in Brussels, Mr. Biden was aiming for a reset in ties after 4 years under predecessor Donald Trump, who imposed tariffs on the EU and promoted Britain's departure from the bloc. Biden and the EU will remove tariffs on $11.5 billion of goods from EU wine to U.S. tobacco and spirits for 5 years. The tariffs were imposed on a tit-for-tat basis over mutual frustration over state subsidies for U.S. plane maker Boeing and European rival Airbus. President Biden won't say how he'll measure the success of his upcoming meeting with Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At a news conference at NATO's Brussels headquarters, the president described Putin as bright and tough.
As they say, when he used to play ball, a worthy adversary.
And he won't necessarily trust what Putin says.
I'd verify first and then trust.
Earlier in an NBC News interview, Putin denied allegations that Moscow's conducted cyber attacks on the U.S. and meddled in elections.
No,
where is the evidence?
Where is proof?
It's becoming farcical.
The president says when they meet Wednesday in Geneva, he'll make clear there are areas where the U.S. and Russia can cooperate if Putin so chooses. If not,
we're responding kind.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA.